All right. So first and foremost, tell me why tattoos? What is it about getting tattoos that appeals to you?
To be honest, I think the first person that really maybe inspired me to want to get tattoos was Allen Iverson.
Yeah.
You know, his style was very different from, you know, other guys around the league. And so I remember I used to go on his website, and on his website he had, described in all his tattoos.
Oh, no kidding.
So I thought that was pretty cool because you didn't see that, especially back in the day.
Right.
Athlete explaining their tattoos, because a lot of athletes have tattoos.
Sure. And there's a meaning behind most of them, right?
Yeah.
Hardly anybody gets one just to get one. Sometimes people do, but which one was your first one?
My first one was the TM on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Here. I got it done. It was actually in Syracuse. A guy had a tattoo artist come over to his house. I said, you know, why not?
Today's the day.
Today's the day.
Yeah.
It's the Tony Montana logo.
Okay, right.
Love the movie.
Yeah,
Scarface.
right, okay, yeah.
So if you see his chair, he has those TM logos, and I figured for Tay, people call me Tay
right.
Murray.
So. Yeah.
And I just added a little fire around it after. But the first one was just the TM.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you consider, first of all, are you going to do more parts of your body? I mean, you're covered. We'll get to each individual tattoo. But are you going to go with the legs as well? Are you going to do anything else?
Yeah, it's crazy because I never thought I would. And then once you start running out of space, or once you start, you're like, oh, maybe I should get a leg one, or you see other cool leg tattoos. So I don't know. I said, I'm sure maybe a few years ago that I was done after I got maybe one that really, really hurt.
Right.
The next thing you know, a few years later, I've gotten more.
Tell me about your right arm. What do you got over there? You showed me your shoulder. What do you have over there?
So my right arm, I have my initials. This is kind of a, you know, good versus bad, you know, evil. Live now, die later. I'm a big fan of the concept of just, you know, kind of enjoying life, living in the moment, you know. And so that's where that came from. This is a 315, which is my area code back in Syracuse. Mm. Wright is my mother's last name. And a cool story about that is for a little while, that was my last name until, you know, my dad had signed a birth certificate. So my name was Latavius Wright for a while. But this, you know, my mom's side of the family is a, you know, huge part. And I got the music notes in it because my mom was she sang for a little bit in a band. My grandfather had a longtime local band for a while. So they're very musically inclined, family side.
Sure.
So I got it with the notes going through it. Got a cut on my hand, but this is my grandmother, my mom's mom. I got my other grandmother on the other wrist, so. Three World is my crew, just me and the boys. I got it on me a few times actually, but this is a logo that we ended up coming up with or had done for us last year.
Yeah.
So a few of us got it on us.
Is that guys from back home, like high school back
guys
home?
Guys from back home in Syracuse, New York.
Yeah. Right. I saw the when you went back and they retired your jersey at high school. I watched that little documentary they did. What a fantastic thing, and it doesn't surprise me that you got the tattoos, because you can tell you carry them with you everywhere you go. In fact, I think it was your principal that actually said he takes us with him everywhere we go. That must mean a lot to you, huh?
Most definitely. You know, I think, obviously, I've been fortunate enough to see, you know, a whole lot, you know, the world, play in the NFL. I've traveled plenty of places. And a lot of times I just think back and be like, dang, man, I was just a kid from, you know, Onondaga Central. And so for me to know a lot of kids who went to big high schools, went to big colleges and just, you know, been able to experience that, you know, I wasn't one of those guys. And so that's why I think, you know, for me, I know it's the coolest thing in the world considering, the high school that I went to in the area that it was at. You know.
Yeah, that's a great thing, man. Again, you carry them with you everywhere you go. Right arm, what do you got going on here?
So the right arm.
I see some flames. I see the spider web. That's awesome.
Right arm, again, it's back to the one life, you know, one life to live. I have a cross with the fear no evil and just wanted to have a evil look with the eyes. And then this says the world is yours. I feel like, you know, everything is available to us. I always believed in that growing up. You just got to work for it, obviously.
Do you have one that is your favorite? Like you catch yourself looking at it. You're like, I love that.
I think it's the TM because it was the first one.
Right.
It hurt the least. Nice piece of muscle.
That's
right.
That's good.
There.
I got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, I think it just looks the cleanest, you know.
Right.
Just probably my favorite. My
That's
favorite.
Awesome.
And then the back.
The back. The back's the new one.
The back's the most recent one. Got done about a month ago. And it's Tay Train, my nickname that I go by. It was what they called me in high school.
Okay.
Maybe my second year playing or third. I said, you know, let me bring it back to life. So I got logos, I got shirts made, and kind of wanted to, you know, really start just bringing that back to life. And so I got the tattoo most recently to make it certified.
You know, the question you got to ask, because I've heard the ribs hurt really bad.
Yeah.
Anything hurt worse than that back?
Nah, before I got the back tattoo, you know, that whole deal right there. But nothing compares so far to the back. Nothing. When they hit that spine, you know, it's brutal. Like you say, you know about it.
Yeah.
So
it, everything tingles, and I just want to go home and go to bed. But, you know, it's halfway done at that point. You can't make them stop. You know?
And it took the longest, obviously, because it's my biggest tattoo, because it covers a good portion of my back. So to choose the place that hurts the most and, you know, get the biggest tattoo you've ever gone.
Yeah.
Probably a big mistake on my part.
Before we wrap things up, there's a couple of things I like to do. Number one, you're obviously new to the team, new to the Twin Cities. Any teammate on the Vikings that you've seen their tattoos and you say, yeah, those are great. I like, or one particular tattoo. Who's got the best tattoo?
Stephon Diggs just got a very cool concept one. I like he has it on his leg.
Okay.
And it says a thin line between love and hate.
Mm. He's a deep guy.
Yeah, and I think that's the most recent. Yeah.
And again, I know you're new and you're getting to know your teammates, so maybe you don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but have you seen any really bad tattoos since you've gotten here?
I haven't.
Good.
I haven't. I might have a few, so I haven't.
No.
I haven't looked maybe that hard, but I'll keep an eye out now.
Well, it's great to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
Another edition of Purple Ink in the books, and we'll let him get back out there and get to practice and get ready for the next game.